Good afternoon. This is your host, Michael J. Long. Today is January the 1st, 2019, and it is a new year. And new, that means endless possibilities and new hopes for us libertarians. And so I'm just going to make this my introductory or my introduction podcast, if you will, or sort of an intro. As you know, I'm a libertarian, flat out. I'm a dues-paying member of the New York State Libertarian Party, a dues-paying member of the National Libertarian Party, a registered voter with the county and state board of elections as a registered libertarian. And so what that means is that I'm a libertarian, right? And I've had the dubious honor of attending the National Libertarian Party convention in New Orleans this past year, 2018. I believe it was July 2018. And I was a delegate from New York and I was selected by the LPNY. What it means to be a libertarian, I can give you kind of a broader overall perspective of it, is that we believe in freedom in both personal, economic, and economic matters. We believe in having less government and having maximum freedom. Less taxes so that you can keep more of what you earn through work and stuff like that. Less government, no government spending, or maybe, I don't know if that's realistic, but less government spending, less government, less taxes, maximum freedom. And that includes having a free market and free trade, stuff like that. So, and I'm not trying to bash anybody who isn't a libertarian, but this is just how I see things and how I view the world and view this country and on and on. I see it as sort of a libertarian country where, and I believe strongly that people have the right to decide for themselves what they choose to put in their own bodies, how they choose to raise their children, how they choose to live their lives, so long as they don't impose danger, force, or fraud to others. We're making tremendous strides at the local, state, and county levels of government. We're getting our, and that's, we should probably keep up our good work with social media and get the word out and continue running for office and getting our candidates elected at the local, state, county levels, because what we're doing is building a foundation to which we can get people elected under the Libertarian Party for Congress, for the presidency, for the White House, later on down the road. Right now, we probably should run candidates for all levels of government, for all political positions, and that's what we need to do. I understand there's in-party fighting, but you're going to have that with most political parties, and because not everybody agrees with each other on everything, you know? So, again, I just want to, I'm starting this podcast show as a mean, I want this podcast show to be a vacuum, as a means to promote the cause of liberty in this country, and, throughout the world. So, I think we're making tremendous strides. Our vote totals are increasing. Our party membership's increasing. And I believe we're able to compete with the Republican Party, or at most county in most, if not all, of rural America, because it's just one party ruled mainly. It's Republican Party, because so we should be able to be the competing party in most of rural America at the local, state, county levels, because the Democrats are unable to do so. They're more or less able to hold on to the cities. So we can take them on at the local, state, and county levels. So that just goes to show you where their weaknesses are, and their greatest weaknesses are our strengths. So again, this is Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. And we should be, and in the future, if this goes well, maybe I'll have more podcasts. Maybe I'll have less, but I greatly appreciate it. Thanks.